Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Is this move super, super cute, adorable and endearing, or totally uncool? A husband, for their honeymoon, surprised his wife with a wedding gift, which was to completely reverse their honeymoon on her. She thought she was going on a 4-hour flight to Cancun. Turns out he surprised her at the airport. It was a 16-hour flight to Maldives and a much nicer romantic getaway for honeymoon, but he did it as a surprise to her as a wedding gift. Cute, adorable, or, dude, that's not cool. Women need to know that is not the time to do a surprise. 855-444-MEGA, 855-444-6342. Would you want this, AB? You're getting married. You go got Cancun and Maldives, probably similar wardrobe that you have packed.
Right.
So you don't need to pack for it, really. Would you want to be surprised like that?
I would not want to be surprised like that. If the honeymoon or a vacation is going to be a surprise, just I think up front be like, I'm not telling you where we're going. It's a surprise, but it's a beach. And then I'm fine with it. But don't make me think I'm going somewhere else.
Because what if it's like, what if I was really looking to go into Cancun?
Yeah.
I don't know if anyone's really, like, people like going to Cancun, but they're like, yeah, this is the cheaper, cooler option than Maldives. Like, he definitely upgraded.
Yeah, but I tend to think, like, if it was, like, the polar opposite, you know, like, maybe she's always wanted to go to the Maldives, and that's why it was such a big deal, and that's why it was a cool upgrade. I tend to feel like, hey, you score points for me for being creative, because I would never have thought like that. Heck, I wouldn't even plan the Cancun trip. That would have been my wife. So I think that that's good, but at the same time, how about like, okay, we were going to go to Cancun, but now we're going to go to Australia, you know?
That's even worse, Kevin.
Why is that worse?
I think knowing myself and knowing the planner I am, if you tell me we're going to Cancun, I would probably have dinner reservations for us for every single night. So I probably would have put in all this work just to be like, oh, I did that for nothing.
I'm going to defend this man because I kind of sort of did this. I didn't do it for our honeymoon.
Oh,
so two things are different. One, I try to do it for my wife's birthday. I think a honeymoon is a celebration of your relationship. So I do think choosing the honeymoon feels weird because she should have a say in her honeymoon. But I tried to do this for my wife's birthday. I found the cheapest flight. If you go to the airport and you or like just buy flights from the airport, you can skip a lot of the fees. And I went to the airport 2 days before her birthday and I said, what is the cheapest flight out there? And for like $19, I was able to fly to LA.
Oh, that's crazy.
And
wow.
So my wife really wanted to go to LA. So I got it. And I think I surprised her 24 hours in advance. Like, we're going to LA in 24 hours. And then at the airport, I just kept piling on the surprises. So now that I'm saying this out loud, I kind of understand her reaction. So then she was like, okay, well, I'm doing this. I'm in. But you could tell she was like, she's not someone who likes surprises. So she's like, this feels like a lot to me, Brett. And then we're at the airport and I'm like acting like I have a stomach ache. And they're like, hey, we need you guys to board. But I had her mom surprise us at the airport and she was also coming on this trip.
Oh.
And I'm like, I can't get on the flight. Your mom, because she was at a connecting flight to get there, and so her mom was like late on the connecting flight, and so they announced her like, "Hey, Maggie Bruden."
Oh my gosh!
And they're like, "My wife's looking at me like, why are they announcing my mom?" And her mom comes running down like the aisle, like from the movies, and I can just tell my wife was like, "This is just a lot to
soak." Overwhelming. That's a lot.
The intentions were good, but now that I'm saying this, I don't know if anyone does anyone think this is a good idea? I honestly thought this was such a sweet, cool move. And I think that's what this guy was thinking. Is this a sweet, cool move, or is it way too overwhelming? Not a good idea. Anyone ever been on a surprise trip? Was it awesome, or did it kind of suck? 855-444-MEGA. 855-444-6342. Was this a sweet gesture from a husband? They just got married, and for the honeymoon, he decided to surprise her at the airport right before takeoff. He let her know, hey, we're no longer going to Cancun. We're going to the Maldives, and it's like a 16-hour flight, so she didn't even know she was going to be on a plane for like 16 hours.
Oh, my gosh.
As you get to the airport, mentally prepare for. But it was like a surprise gift that he like upgraded and made this, you know, honeymoon, no longer Cancun, which is fun and beautiful, but it's not this romantic getaway that he had planned. Would you want your significant other, be honest, to surprise you like this? Anyone ever been on a surprise vacation like this? 855-444-MEGA. 855-444-6342. I did this for my wife's birthday. Like, I surprised her like 24 hours in advance, got a really cheap flight to LA. Like, we're going to go to LA. And I could see the look in my wife's face. I thought she was going to be like, you're the man. And more, she's like, you are such a man.
Yeah.
Like, you didn't think about anything. And I was kind of like a little bit hurt that she wasn't. I will say this, though. That trip was so much fun. We made so many awesome memories. We still talk about that trip. I just think that maybe my execution was off. Mm-hmm. But I think, like, sometimes when you make romantic gestures, you kind of go all in anyways, right?
Have you done it again since?
No, Kevin, I have not.
Well, I was wondering if that's, it's like, you know, where's that spontaneity again? Is that, you know, just a one and done?
We have kids now, Kevin. There's no more spontaneity. Yeah. There's no more romantic getaways. And maybe I still think if my wife told me, hey, I have a trip planned for you, and be surprised, maybe it is the man in me that thinks that sounds cool. I think maybe men would be more into this because we don't do all the heavy mental load.
Because you don't really plan the trips anyway.
Right. Like, this sounds awesome.
Yeah. Good point.
But for a woman, that sounds like maybe it sounds miserable because they do so much planning. Because that's what you were saying, AB. Like,
yeah, I would have had like all the reservations and all this like fun stuff booked just for my husband to be like, oh, we're actually not going there.
Yeah, we're not doing any of that stuff. Connie, how do you feel about this guy who surprised his wife with this really romantic gesture? Super cute or super uncool?
Super cute. My husband did it for my 40th birthday. I wanted my 40th birthday. You know how McDonald's used to do the kids' birthday parties?
Yeah. We did one for AB there, actually.
Yeah. The M&M store in Vegas used to do it, too. And so
really?
That's what I used to always say. And we didn't. He surprised me with a trip to Vegas for my 40th. We didn't have a party there, but we were there every day. And he told me about 24 hours before, only because my mom said, you have got to tell her because she's got to make sure she's got her clothes packed. But he had taken off, you know, talked to my boss. I was off work and I didn't even know it.
Oh, wow. Oh,
that's planning.
So it was awesome, but it was a little overwhelming. But he's my travel agent. So it was all good.
You should have seen AB's face when you said that, hey, oh, he had called my boss and gotten vacation. You looked like that. So cute. You just said you didn't want that. This is why being a man is so confusing. You're like, oh, he did that. That's cute.
Well,
so then us guys go, like, well, let's do that.
On the surface, it sounds great. But then the more I think about it, I'm like, okay, if my future husband were to call Brett and say she's taking time off, I think Brett would lose it. Also, he wouldn't be able to prep for me being gone. And it would be a disaster.
I think you guys are missing out. It's the M&M store.
That's true. All for the M&M store.
Yes.
All for the M&M store.
I'm in.
It's funny.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.